Good afternoon, Rabotai. Erev Shabbat, Parashat Vayigash. The Torah describes in great detail the emotional reunion between Yaakov and Yosef. And finally, when Yaakov arrived in Mitzrayim, Torah says, "Vayesor Yosef merkavto, vayal likrat Yisrael aviv goshna, vayira ilav, vayipol al tzavarav, vayevk al tzavarav od." Which means that he appeared to him, he fell on his neck, and he cried on his neck copiously. Rashi HaKadosh points out, Vayira elav, Yosef nira el aviv. Now, really it's interesting because they both really appear to one another. But when the Torah says Vayira elav, it's a reference to Yosef making himself appear to Yaakov, which means he brought himself to Yaakov. Now, first of all, why is that relevant necessarily? Isn't it true that Yaakov also appeared to Yosef? So why is Rashi saying that Yosef appeared to Yaakov? That's number one. And Be'emet, the Ramban questions Rashi on this. It's a little bit of a hard thing to understand. They both appear to one another. So why one more than the other? So we first have to understand the Sichot Musar says a very deep thing. In spite of the fact that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef more than all of his children, and that ended up, you know, he got punished for that. And that was the whole reason why Yosef was sold as a slave for 22 years. He got separated because of that. Chazal learned out from that you're not allowed to show any favoritism to your children, to any of your children, because that's, chalila, what can happen. But at the end of the day, Yosef equally loved Yaakov probably more than any of the other brothers. He was Rabbo Amuvak. Rashi HaKadosh says in Parashat Vayeshev that Ben Zekunim meant that Yaakov Avinu transferred all of his Torah, any Torah he ever learned, which was massive, to Yosef, as opposed to any, all of the other brothers were also his Talmidim, but Yosef was his Talmid Muvhak. Can you imagine the reunion for Yosef, not having seen his father for 22 years and being sold, and knowing that his father was agonizing about him, and in spite of all of that, says the Sichot Musar, you know why Rashi said that Yosef nira el aviv? You know why? Because when a person is called upon to do a mitzvah, we constantly have this struggle of, even when being engaged in the mitzvah, there's always these kickbacks, these ulterior motives that crop up into us. And sometimes we have personal benefits that we derive from these mitzvot that we do. The mitzvah of the moment for Yosef was kibud avaim. And therefore, you know what he did? He channeled all of his inner emotions, all of the love and yearning and affection that he may have been feeling inside for the past 22 years. And he may have been thinking, wow, this is so good for me. And he put that aside, Yosef nira el aviv, which means what? I'm doing this solely to be mekayim the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will go see my father. Yosef went and appeared to his father, because he did the ma'aseh bishlemut, with completion, so that just Yaakov was the beneficiary of this meeting. Kavyachol, Yosef derived no benefit from it, besides for making himself available for the mitzvah of kibudav. He curbed his inner emotions, which were raging at the time, as you could probably imagine. Now, that is what Rashi meant over here. We find this idea that any time that a person does a mitzvah, you have to make sure that it's fully l'shem shamayim and not to derive kickbacks or benefits from that mitzvah. We find in Parashat Mishpatim, when Nadav Avihu, if you remember, by Matan Torah, they were sitting down. It says, "Vayechizu et ha'elohim, vayochilu vayishtu." What does that mean? The Ramban on the spot says, "Mikan she'osin seuda legomna shel Torah." They were celebrating giving the Torah. And they were eating and drinking as part of a seudat mitzvah. And they were on such a high level that they were able to comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, very deep secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet they did that while eating and drinking. And because of that, Rashi says, Al yedei shenatlu le'atzmam, since they took a little bit, they derived benefit from this tremendously lofty experience. That's why they became Chayav Mita. From that moment is one of the reasons why Nadav Avihu became Chayav Mita, because they kind of took from that heavenly experience and took it for themselves a little bit. They should have been specifically just, you know, committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fully L'Shem Shamayim, but because even on that great level of, you know, partaking from a Seudat Mitzvah at that moment, they were punished. Similarly, the Sichot Musar explains the Isur of taking Ribit, charging interest on a loan. The Pasuk says in Yechizkel, V'chai lo yichia, when a person takes Ribit, the Midrash explains based on this Gemara, based on this Pasuk, that when a person takes Ribit, the halacha is that he loses a share in Olam Hazeh, he dies, and he loses a share in Olam Haba as well, he doesn't get Tchiyat HaMetim, just for taking interest. Why is that? Now, if you think about it for a second, is there anything logically wrong or evil for charging interest on a loan? No, right? On the contrary. Not only that, the Torah says that when you loan a goy money, specifically according to somebody shonim, what does the Torah say? It's a mitzvah to charge him, which means that there's nothing wrong with it innately. So why is the Torah so machmir about it? No tchiyat hametim, no olam haba. It's a very, very severe prohibition. So why is that? Explains the Sichot Musar. When somebody's needy, when somebody's in the dumps and he needs a loan and he's down and he comes to you for a loan and it's mitzvah aseh min haTorah to give a person a loan when he needs it. If you're taking personal kickbacks, you're deriving personal benefit from that mitzvah, says the Navi, that kind of person deserves to die. You cannot mix your own personal agenda into the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're just too holy. They're just too pure. We are tasked, we're commanded not just to do the mitzvot, but to do them so completely, so purely, that we don't get anything back from them either. You know what? That's why, what is the greatest form of chesed? Rashi HaKadosh discusses it next week's parasha. What do we call the greatest form of chesed? Shel emet. Chesed that you can do with somebody who passed away. Burying him, hespid, you know, for the avilut. Why is that the greatest form of chesed? You know why? Bedavka, because he can't give it back. That's the most shalim. When there's nothing that you can ever get back from a dead guy, that's why it's the greatest form of chesed. Do you understand that? That's following the same theme. He writes that we find in last week's parasha, Vayakir Yosef et Echav, Yosef recognized his brothers, and Rashi HaKadosh comments right on that pasuk, Kshenimsiru biyado yikir shem echav verichem alehim. When they came to his hands, stay with me, watch. When he had the ability to hurt them, they came to his hands, he realized that they were his brothers, and he had pity on them, he had mercy on them. Time out! This was last week's parasha, parashat Mikitz. Did he really? You know what he put them through? He accused them, put them in jail, tormented them, tortured them, took their kishkas out, until in this week's parasha, he revealed himself that he was actually Yosef. That's called Rachmanut, says Zichot Musar, yes. Why? He realized that this was his dreams, the nevuah coming to fruition, and he realized that they sinned terribly, and their kapara came through what he was putting them through. So even though he could have had, you know, he could have said, I'm giving them kaparat avanot, but in the back of his mind, he's thinking, revenge is so sweet. You know what Yosef did? He did all of that. He curbed any of his potential inner feelings of, I'm going to stick it to them now. He put that all aside, and he says, no, they're my brothers. I love them, and I forgive them, but they have to go through this because I need to cleanse them. Says Rashi, whatever Yosef did to them, that was Rachmanut. The Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, attests to the fact that Yosef, even when he tormented his brothers through everything that he did to them, that was called Rachmanut, because he was able to curb that. Rabotai, in life, we are always tempted, even when we do good things, even when we do things that we're supposed to be doing, we have all of these thoughts creeping in, thinking to ourselves, you know, maybe I should be getting something for it. Maybe, you remember what I told Yosef before? Have zero expectations. Don't think that you deserve anything. Don't take anything for yourself. serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that is what we're tasked to do. That's what we're here for. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to reward you later, fine. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Avdim et harav shelo al minat lekabel peras. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any reward in mind. The reward will come. That's not why we do it. It's not that takes away from the shlemut, that takes away from the completion, the perfection of the mitzvot that we do. And so much so that we find that when mitzvot aren't performed, you know, as completely as they can, it creates issues and people sometimes get punished. And that's why in this week's parasha, Yosef was rewarded so much. The Torah praises him so much because can you imagine the emotions going on, the longing and the anger and the, you know, and the hurt and all of the different things going on, and Yosef was able to control himself. How many times do we find in last week's parasha, this week's parasha, Vayitapak, what did he do? He bottled it up. Now again, not to say that a person's always supposed to bottle up emotions, but don't let them consume you. Don't let them take you over. Keep your emotions in the passenger seat. Don't let them in the driver's seat, because if you allow your emotions to control you, then you'll never be able to attain shlemut in Avodat Hashem. That's what we learned from this week's parasha, Rabotai. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbat. Hatzlacha on all of your exams, Bezat Hashem. Don't forget, Kabbalah min Rabotai. Anytime you have a test or whatever, first of all, make sure to daven before every test. Daven wholeheartedly LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should be matzliach, and give a little tzedakah before. Give tzedakah before you take the test. Say, El Hademir Aineni, and Bezat Hashem, you'll be matzliach. Kol Tov Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom.